Public Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 18th day of March, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I know many of you listeners only listen to my Monday show. Be advised, my co-host for the Monday show up until 2 weeks ago, Jimmy Dinsling, he passed away a week ago today. I dedicated my Wednesday show to Jimmy, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family. Jimmy was a great guy and a true patriot. Now, a proper tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody to read the book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I say again, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. New copies are available on Amazon for about $3 or $4 delivered to your door. It's a great book. I try to read it once a year. I buy copies to give to people I think will make good use of it. This is Firearms Monday. Our new co-host for Monday is my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is a gentleman who's up to his eyeballs, literally, in the gun culture and being involved at the highest levels of research and development of optics, ammunition, rifles, and on a first-name basis with some of the heavy hitters in the industry. Sam has a training center down near Lebanon, Missouri, where I'm one of the instructors teaching concealed carry, and he has a Facebook page that would be Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, here we are. You've been my guest off and on for a number of years. You and I have known each other since 1994 when I was in charge of security for the anti-gambling campaign in Missouri, and I think at the time you were racing motorcycles, weren't you, sir?
Yes, I was. I was running Suzuki and Honda superbikes around racetracks around the country
at 200 miles an hour.
Well, the big bikes would hit 200, and the smaller ones back then would go about 165.
Well, baby, okay. Well, you. Also, on my show, and it kind of surprised me when you did it, You worked, I believe I got the job description right, as a counter-sniper for the United States State Department in Afghanistan. Is that the right job description?
I don't know if that's the right job description. We like to say contractor to the U.S. government.
Okay, that sounds good. That's very, that's good. And you also told my listeners, went all live on the air, that Charlie Wilson's War movie missed an important point when it came to the Stinger missile shooting down the Russian helicopters. And you told us how that really happened, didn't you, sir?
I did. I think if I recall correctly, I haven't seen the movie in years, but I think they had a goat herder running out of his hut and shooting up at a Hind helicopter with a Stinger from about 60 yards away as the thing flew by.
Right.
And that's not really the way most of those Stingers were deployed. We built caves at altitude in Afghanistan, and we vented those caves so they were hard to detect with thermal and other detection devices. And we would wait for the Hinds to fly by and then come out above them. Because when the Hinds were loaded with fuel and ordnance coming in, they couldn't really fly above 14,000 feet. They were too heavy. And so we would dig caves up high, wait for them to fly by, pop out when the... And back then, the Stingers wouldn't arm close, so we had to wait until the Hinds were over half a mile away before we could get it to lock on reliably and make a kill.
And so you were shooting down instead of up. So if the if the Hinds were at 14,000, you were at 15,000.
14.5 to 16, depending on where we were at. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but both the Hindu Kush and the mountains on the west side of Afghanistan are really, really tall. They're 6 to 10,000 feet higher in certain areas than our Rocky Mountains in Colorado or Wyoming.
Amazing. And who was lining up the sights and squeezing the trigger on these Stingers? You told us on the air. You might as well say it again.
There were a number of Americans, but I'll just say this. Jimmy Carter had green berets in Afghanistan in the 1970s. A lot of people don't realize that. And there were local indigenous forces. Afghanistan was divided into about 55 different tribal units. And we were early on in the business of bringing them gifts and establishing a relationship with them and then training them to deal with the Soviet armament and the Soviet helicopters and the Soviet technology.
And the same people we gave gifts to and trained and armed ended up being our adversaries when we went back there 17 years ago, didn't they?
Yeah, I believe they used the caves and stuff that we dug to conduct operations and to evade our military in the second conflict.
Amazing. Well, one of the things that came out of, and this is not a story well known publicly, Green Berets deployed in Afghanistan realized that a .22 caliber rifle wasn't going to cut it when, this is more recent war, not the one that you were in, the jihadists had 100-year-old British Enfields, and they could stand off 1,000 yards away and blast away at our Green Berets, who had .22 caliber rifles and couldn't really shoot back. And some Green Berets took it upon themselves to reconfigure their M16s to shoot a .30 caliber bullet, didn't they?
Well, you know, there were a number of rifles over there that were preferred, and none of them were the 5.56 NATO because of the standoff capability and the high altitude. And so you had M14s, and I think you said reconfigure M16s. I think you meant M14. And there are a lot of AKs. There were AKs that were commandeered. There just a number of different systems that were used that would reach out quite a bit further than the 5.56 round. But yeah, at long range, the 5.5, even our own military, even our own special operations group with powdered tungsten ammunition, if they get past 800 meters, they're calling for CAS. They're not shooting their rifles.
Right, right. Well, those problems continue to this day. The M14s were drug out of storage, dusted off, and they put 10 power scopes on them. And a friend of mine, Sam, I was at an AMSOIL convention, and his son was in Afghanistan. The first sergeant called everybody together one morning and asked everybody, who knows what an M14 is? Well, my friend's son raised his hand. He had shot his father's M14. Just on the basis of knowing what an M14 was, he became, at that moment, the designated marksman for that group, being issued a 10-power scope on an M14. that's how desperate they were, Sam. I mean, it's pretty laughable, isn't it?
That's amazing. Well, and you know, you bring up an interesting point, because I read recently this book written by Douglas MacGregor. It's called Margin of Victory, Five Battles That Changed the Face of Modern War. And it discusses five famous battles in the last 110 years. And it talks about the decisions that were made before the war and during the war. And it really is a fantastic analysis of the logistics of the decisions that were made that were mistakes or that were successful that created the margin of victory in that battle. And when you think about the way our military has dealt with just the selection of small arms and ammunition and the choices that have been made, I can say this, we're now headed in a much better direction than we were in the 20th century.
Well, my understanding of the Department of Defense is now actively looking at a 30 caliber rifle, and the 5.56 has been, in my opinion, pretty much a disaster. Talk to any Vietnam vet what they think about their M16s, and be ready for some very blue curse words. My buddies who were riding in the Brownwater Navy, Sam, they always had at least three M16s to get them through a firefight, because they would shoot until the first one jammed, shoot until the second one jammed, and hopefully the firefight would be over by the time the third one jammed. And I know that you build rifles. In fact, you build rifles for the military and law enforcement, don't you, sir?
I certainly have. Over the years, I've built for a number of different units, and I can tell you this. There's a big push in the military now to go to the 6.5 Grendel and the 6.5 Creedmoor, and then for the long-range 30-cal weapon systems. Norma copied my 30 Wolf project that I did for Naval Surface Warfare Development Group, and they've created a new 300 Norma mag without a belt. And it's such a close copy of what I did for the Navy. I can make a 300 Win mag chamber with a 30 Wolf reamer, with almost no adjustments at all.
Well, I've shot your 30 caliber Wolf. In fact, I shot it 600 yards with about a 10 mile crosswind, and I'd never got behind that trigger before. And I shot about the size of a grapefruit at 600 yards. With a 10-mile-an-hour crosswind, which I thought was pretty phenomenal. What do you think?
Well, that's the one major advantage. When you get past 400 yards, it all becomes a wind-reading game. And if you have a cartridge that has a distinct advantage in ballistic performance, in other words, it has a lot less wind deflection. For example, a 6.5 Grendel at 600 yards in a 10-mile-an-hour full-value crosswind, it's going to get blown off the target about 27 inches, where a 30 Wolf might get blown, depending on what bullet technology you're using, might get blown 3 inches, might get blown 4.5 inches.
Right.
And
right.
Tremendous ballistic advantage, particularly at night when you don't have all of your wind-reading items available to you. You know, during the daytime, it's much easier to read the wind than it is in the dark. So,
well, you were acting as my spotter, and you gave me the full value of the wind, about 10 miles, full value from left to right, and I adjusted accordingly. Now, to pick up a rifle that I'd never shot previously, and to do that, I think said a lot for the quality of the rifle, the ammunition, and the optics, and of course, the coach that was coaching me, that was you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in having a world-class rifle built for you, you need to contact Sam Andrews at Freedom Center USA at his Facebook page. You offer training at your facility also, Sam. Tell us about the training offered there, other than concealed carry that I do.
Well, we bring in some of the best instructors in the world for various types of training. We do carbine training, close quarters battle training. We use a MARSOC Marine named Brandon, who's tremendously experienced and an excellent teacher, just a great communicator and a really kind man with a tremendous amount of skill and a lot of patience. And he does a great job on that. We bring in guys like Mark Karachi, myself, do the long-range precision training, the sniper training. Occasionally we'll have a police officer named Don Mushaney, who is a tremendously skilled operator with about 30 different SWAT certifications. He'll come in and help with the precision classes. So we try to import the best instructors around the country, and we've got a great facility. We're growing all the time. Right now we have the 1,000-yard range is functioning. We've got two places for handgun training, and we're going to add some shoot houses, and we're going to add, I think, 7 different handgun and carbine training cuts in the north edge of the property, probably by August of this year. So we're growing, and we're continuing to hold the standards high, The feedback we've gotten so far on our instruction has been extremely good.
Well, I have one gentleman I need to bring him down and introduce you to him. He did 3 tours of duty with the U.S. Navy SEALs in the Mekong Delta. You know what the nickname the Viet Cong called the Navy SEALs in the Mekong Delta, what their nickname was, according to the Viet Cong?
I would have to guess something like River Rat or Night Death. I don't know.
Well, devils with green faces.
The devils with green faces.
That's what the Viet Cong called my friend and all his buddies, the Navy SEALs in the Mekong Delta. Devils with green faces. These guys would be inserted and literally spend 12 hours up to their chins in water. A cup full of that water you could take to a laboratory and spend the rest of your life trying to figure out all the stuff that was in there. Most of it would cause great harm if you ingested it, and
oh my.
Do their well. That's one of the reasons I went into military intelligence, Sam, because I saw on Walter Cronkite these men crossing these brown streams up to their chin, holding their rifles over their head, and I thought to myself, well, you know, being shot at and water attacks, I can handle that, but that brown water, I don't think I want to be part of that. So. it occurred to me as a 19-year-old that if I was military intelligence, maybe I wouldn't have to cross brown water up to my chin holding my rifle over my head. He would bring a block of instruction. He was also a tracker, and he's done some tracking for the various police agencies, so he can instruct in tracking and in covert operations when it comes to not being seen, or as he would say, blending in. That's a critical part. The field craft is 90% of what snipers do, isn't it, field craft?
Well, I would say that it's the most critical thing that you do for your own survivability. About 10% of your effort is getting into position, and about 90% is getting your exfil done properly so you can remain alive. And the field craft, you know, the Marine Corps used to have a 16-week school for their snipers, and they would teach field craft and marksmanship and a number of other things. But now They only teach marksmanship in the first few weeks, but the school's only 9 weeks long. And if you pass the marksmanship phase, then you get your field craft training, which I think is probably a great way to do it.
Oh, we got a break. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about investing in gold and silver and my sponsor, GoldWealthFinancial.com. Protecting your portfolio by investing in gold and silver, you not only protect your hard-earned assets from any future financial crisis or economic collapse, you also have access to the actual gold and silver. You'll still be able to purchase everything you want and need should our currency lose its worth, because gold and silver never lose their value. We're talking privacy here. When you buy your gold and silver, it's private. When you sell your gold and silver, it's private. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the link for goldwealthfinancial.com and check out these people. They're great people. I work with them. I trust them. And you can also. Give them a call. Their telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
on Monday, the 18th of March. Join me and a bunch of like-minded people this coming October on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, the first John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Go to Facebook, Freedom Center USA at Facebook. And Sam, is there a phone number you'd like to give out for your business, sir?
Sure, it's 417-718-2597.
That's 417-718-2597. Sam, you're talking about the premises there at your facility, which is near Lebanon, Missouri. There's a regional airport, very nice regional airport at Springfield, Missouri, where people can fly in, and there's nice accommodations and restaurants in Lebanon, so people can come there and train, have nice accommodations, and fly in and out of Springfield, Missouri, can't they, sir?
Yeah, they're only about 40 minutes away if they fly into Springfield.
Absolutely. Well, it's pretty easy to get to, all things considered. These training centers tend to be not real close to major population centers, don't they, sir?
Yeah, and we're only 5 miles southeast of Lebanon, Missouri. So we're actually, and 5 miles from Interstate 44. So it's a real easy trek to get into us. You're not on these back roads or curvy or dangerous roads. You just pull into town, head a little bit southeast, and you're there in about 5 minutes.
Absolutely. Well, that's good to know, because people need to have easy access, and it's good to let people know that they can do that. Well, Sam, an area that I really am intrigued by is modern optics involving electronics. And what I've been telling people is, if you don't pay attention for 6 months, you're really behind the curve. It's such a fast-changing area in the gun culture, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, technology moves at quite a bit different pace than it did 10 years ago. We're getting new products coming online sometimes 3 times a year from the same company. It used to be once every 3 to 5 years. So it's a pretty dramatic difference in the pace of change. And I'm glad you brought up optics, because, you know, looking at the current situation in this country, we are trying to convince the middle and younger aged men to make a completely different, take a different approach to optics and the sort of things that they spend their money on relative to weapon systems.
Okay, well, give us a heads up. What are they spending their money on, and what would you like to see them spending their money on?
Well, we see a lot of middle-aged men and a lot of younger guys that love to shoot and that are patriotic people. They're gun collectors. They like to collect guns. They might have 4, 5, 6, 10 handguns. They might have 7, 8, 9, 10 rifles. They might have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shotguns. That's great. If you're a wealthy guy, you live with margin, no issues, right? The problem is that if this country goes the direction that it's going now and it continues down that path, we'll probably be in the middle of a civil war by June of 2021.
And that's a very specific time frame. Before you continue, that time frame of June 2021, how does that come about, that time frame?
Well, there's a number of things happening at the federal level that a lot of people may or may not be aware of. There's deep-seated corruption in the Department of Justice that's about to hit the news if it hasn't already. There's complete, total corruption in the leadership of the FBI, in the leadership of some of our intelligence agencies, and a lot of this stuff is going to come to light. Now, the question is it prosecuted? Is it not prosecuted? How do the voters look at that? And when you combine the level of corruption and the level of mistrust that places in the American people, and you combine that with all of these red flag laws, and that Republican senators like Lindsey Graham are making public statements saying, yes, well, there's some gun control issues we can support, we can work with the Democrats on, and all these red flag laws where the federal government is paying states to adopt red flag laws. With your tax dollars, they're paying states to adopt red flag laws. This combination of corruption in the system, illegitimate elections with illegals voting, and having gun control crammed down the American people's throat, this will not end well, John. It just can't. It's like two freight trains on the same track headed at each other, and there's no way for either train to move offline.
Well, I agree. We have a break. We'll continue this discussion after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I'm actively recruiting and hiring part-time marketing people. These are part-time paid positions to market me for speaking engagements. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'm shipping out an energy cleaner this morning, energy cleaner mattress pad, to a gentleman who has a need for it. What's that need? Well, it's probably either dealing with arthritis pain or back pain. Maybe he just wants to get a great night's sleep and sleep better than since he was a child, like I do. The energy cleaner is a marvelous product to help you get a great night's sleep, help you get relief from arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you're not risking anything. I ship these all over the planet. I have not shipped one yet to the Antarctic. We believe there's probably someone there. We don't know that for a fact. Energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the little country post office where you can get all the coffee you want to drink all day long for 75 cents. And I ship them out priority mail signature confirmation. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with my friend Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. Sam, something that concerns me and people, and I know that you're connected to some pretty heavy-duty people by blood involved in politics. John Brennan, former director of the CIA. Now, here's a man who is a Muslim, heavily connected to the House of Saud. While he was director of the CIA, I'm sure, I have no doubt whatsoever, that he appointed underneath him in positions high enough that those people in turn can make their own appointments, many other Muslims and people who would support the House of Saud. That's a big problem, isn't it, sir?
It sure is. The systemic corruption in our system, both in the Department of Justice, the White House, the intelligence agencies, the FBI, it's unbelievable. If the average American knew the level of corruption that was going on, and I'll give you an example. Just the other day, they released some of Peter Strzok's testimony. Peter Strzok was in charge of counterterrorism at the FBI. He was a high-level director there. And he said that as far as the Clinton Foundation server was, the FBI did not have access to the Foundation emails because of an agreement negotiated between the Department of Justice and the counsel of Hillary Clinton. Now imagine this, that you send a subpoena out for servers and emails, and the next thing you know, there's a negotiation between Clinton lawyers and Department of Justice lawyers, and the Department of Justice signs on to an agreement with a private entity saying, okay, you really don't have to fulfill the requirements of the subpoena. You can give us part of that, and we'll accept that. Now, I would put this to the American people. Do you believe that if you were subpoenaed for your emails on your computer that the FBI would accept or even allow you to negotiate for only giving them part of what they ask? No, right. They would Roger Stone you and put 40 SWAT guys around your home at 5:00 in the morning, kick your door in, and take your stuff. There would be no negotiating whatsoever. And it's this type of corruption that has run rampant. We have a protected class that cannot be held accountable to the law. And then we have normal people like you and I that are subject to the full force of the law.
Sam, when the Roger Stone event happened, I did a little homework. By noon, I looked up and had recovered a summary of the arrest of a violent crime boss involved in murder, prostitution, drugs, money laundering, John Gotti. The arrest of John Gotti took place not at 5 a.m. at his home, scaring the hell out of his wife. It took place very peacefully with some officers in a restaurant in New York. They basically said, Mr. Gotti, you need to come with us, and he peacefully came with us. They did not interrupt the peaceful nature of his home, his domestic tranquility. They took him into custody along with several of his buddies who were also murderers and gangsters at a restaurant. With no big deal, a few officers, no body armor, no helmets, no flashbang grenades, no 20 cars, no 20 patrol cars with lights flashing at his house.
Exactly.
That's the way it should be done. You know, arresting Roger Stone under those circumstances, a peaceful, nonviolent man who may have got sideways with some white-collar matters. the comparison of the two is very breathtaking, isn't it?
It's terrible. And this illustrates the point again that if you're part of the protected class, Gotti had a tremendous number of men in his organization that were informants for the FBI. And it's unbelievable the way the protected class is treated and how I'm surprised they even arrested him. But normally somebody like Gotti is in sort of a Clinton status where they're not even arrestable. Doesn't matter what they do. And, you know, when you look at what's going on with the disparity and the lack of justice, and you look at states now trying to eliminate the Electoral College in the presidential election, all the different things that are going on, which are fundamentally unconstitutional, fundamentally corrupt at their core, it promotes this two-tiered system where the population is subject to the law, but in fact, the leadership, the elites, aren't subject to the law, no matter what murder they commit, no matter what felonies they commit, no matter how much money they steal. And so these are the things that are eventually going to come out, and eventually people are going to wake up, and we're going to start seeing in certain states, I think New York, Oregon, California, possibly Washington, these are where you see the first pockets and the first shots fired in the Civil War to get our country back.
Well, what I'm seeing to follow up on that is patriotic sheriffs in the states that you mentioned saying, if you pass these laws, we will not enforce them in our counties. And these county sheriffs are something the New World Order and the deep state are very fearful of, aren't they?
Well, they absolutely are, because and people say, oh, Civil War, Sam, really? Really? And I remind them, well, what started the first Civil War in the United States of America? It was states standing up for their rights and the federal government objecting to that. Now, you could say, well, the issue was different, and they were different. But it was driven by the states standing up for their economic rights to do business in Europe without northern states and northern bankers interfering. Now,
interfering in the form of taxation is what it was. And, you know, Sam, you haven't been on my show for a while. I play Dixie at 20 minutes after the hour, every hour. And I point out the following, and I know you engage in a lot of these conversations. Most Americans, most of the time, know in their hearts that slavery was the issue driving the Civil War. And here's how it's easily proven to be a falsehood. Remember these four states: Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware. It would be possible, and probably did happen, for a slave owner from Missouri, Kentucky, Delaware, or Maryland, which never left the United States, to be drafted to fight a non-slave owner from the South. And all during the war, by the way. General U.S. Grant, who became president later, owned slaves, and Robert E. Lee, during the war, did not own slaves. How strange is that?
It's unbelievable. And here's what I... When I get into a discussion with these young people that really have never taken a history class or read an actual factual history book, I ask them this simple question, and I have never gotten an answer. If slavery was the issue that drove the war, tell me why the large plantation owners with the most slaves were not arrested and tried for crimes against humanity. Why did they go into the cities where most people had no slaves, and burn them to the ground, burn their museums to the ground, their churches to the ground, their libraries, you name it. They need to read about the burning of the South. And they need to understand that after the Civil War, the slave owners were given their plantations back. Not only were they not prosecuted or held accountable for cruelty to human beings, they were given their property back and reestablished as leaders as long as they signed a certain compact with the federal government.
Well, all during the Civil War, in the United States of America, and there was two countries. We're supposed to believe that one country, the United States of America, invaded a different country, the Confederate States of America, because of slavery, when in fact slavery was legal in the United States of America all during the Civil War. In fact, the Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves in the United States of America. In fact, when I was in high school, Sam, you could still buy and sell people in our allied country, Saudi Arabia. Slavery was still legal in Saudi Arabia as recently as the 1960s. But it's absurd to think that slavery had anything to do with it, for the reason you and I are just stating, that slave owners were part of the United States Army and non-slave owners were part of the Confederate States Army. It's just a complete topsy-turvy, turning upside-down reality, isn't it?
Well, the problem is the winners control the narrative, and what's been put in our history books is not the whole story. And so doing a deeper dive and reading about the burning of the South, reading some of the memoirs of the leaders and the families and what happened to them and how the federal government just went through the South and destroyed it, the infrastructure. They didn't destroy the institution of slavery or the slave owners. They destroyed the infrastructure and the culture. They were trying to eradicate a way of life. It was not about slavery, and anyone that looks closely at it will see that.
It was. It definitely was. And we still have the consequences of the Civil War even today. And it's become an ugly matter that people who should know better and don't are following a false narrative. It's kind of funny. A World War II veteran named Robert Lee had a statue erected to him, and these protesters thought that this was Robert E. Lee and tore down the statue to a World War II veteran because of their ignorance.
You are kidding me. I did not hear that.
That happened about a month ago. Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. You know, the ignorance
statue,
and
the
lack
statue
of
showed
common
this,
sense.
The statue showed him in his World War II uniform, by the way.
Oh, no. I'm embarrassed for the protesters. Well, you know, in erasing history, you know, is a bad idea because you need to have these things to remind you of where you've come from and where you don't want to go again. And whether you like a statue or you dislike it, personally, I'm more in the Ten Commandments realm of not having any graven images. But if you're going to have statues and they're there to remind you of something, maybe you ought to look deeply at what it's supposed to remind you of rather than love it or hate it.
Absolutely. Well,
maybe we could learn to be a little more cognitive as a group or as a society rather than so emotional. I don't know.
Let's get back to optics here. Now, we started to have a conversation about what shooters under age 40 are buying and what they should be buying for optics.
Yeah, here's the thing. The next conflict's going down at night, and you need a thermal sight, and thermal sights are expensive. And so the only way for the average guy to wind up with a thermal sight is to prioritize. You've got to look at your gun safe. You've got to pull out the four or five things that are collecting dust that aren't useful in a tactical situation, and you got to sell them on eBay to all the people that won't survive the next major conflict. And you got to go out and buy yourself a good thermal sight and put it on a good CQB weapon. That's the bottom line. And this
CQB,
is
I know what it means. Tell our listeners, CQB, what it means.
Close quarters battle.
Right.
I mean, basically 400 yards and in. Okay, so the bottom line is the next conflict's going down at night, and if you don't have thermal, you won't survive contact, the first contact. So let's be realistic. You know, let's follow Major General Hollingsworth's advice. Amateur study tactics, professional study logistics. You've got to get ready for a conflict. The other thing you need to do is you need to learn how to put together a good magazine that's reliable. And a lot of guys have magpuls, and that's great. if you've got a Magpul magazine and you're in northern Wisconsin or Minnesota, it's going to work fine for you. The problem is when it gets over 95 degrees in the south, you go to seat that mag, your mag stop will shear off the tab on the magazine and jam your gun.
Oh, not
because
good.
Yeah,
I was going to buy some Magpuls too. I'm glad I learned this. I thought Magpuls were just completely reliable.
Well, they're good magazines for cool weather, and they're good magazines for training. Would they be the magazines that I put in my kit on my vest if I'm going into a fight? Absolutely not. I would use a stainless steel magazine that was salt bath nitrided with an anti-tilt follower and a flat wire spring.
And you have those for sale to people that want to buy them, I hope.
Absolutely.
Okay, we got a break.
We take orders for them all the time.
Okay, thank you. Hold on.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Darren Moore here on Monday. This is Firearms Monday. My co-host is Mr. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Go to Facebook, Freedom Center USA, or give them a call at 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. Sam, those magazines, those are for AR platforms. Do you have similar magazines for, say, M14s, for example?
Well, the M14 magazines are pretty solid the way they are.
Okay.
It's the M16, M4, AR-15 type magazines where you need to kind of understand what you're doing and where you're at and what temperature you'll be operating in.
Okay. The advent of the plastic magazine. That would go for the AR-10 and AR-180 also, I assume.
Yeah, the same issue. If you've got a plastic mag, understand then when you get in really hot weather and you go to seat that mag firmly that you might shear off the stop on the side of the magazine. That's an issue. And so training in the spring and the fall and the winter, fighting in the winter, they're fine, but fighting in hot weather in the summer would not be my first choice.
Well, that's good to know because I think isn't the Department of Defense buying these Magpul magazines for our troops?
There's a few of them out there. They make a few, but you know the guys in special operations, they use certain things in certain applications. Like the Magpul is a better cold weather mag. Just that's the simplest way to look at it. It's
right.
Not the best hot weather magazine.
Gotcha. Well, that's good to know because these in harsh environments do have wild variations in climate. Okay, well, getting back to the issue of optics, I haven't looked at my favorite website to educate myself about optics is Optics Planet. What's the current status of thermal imaging, and what would get you in the door money-wise for something that would be entry-level and be acceptable entry-level price-wise?
Well, here's the thing. There's one company that has a unique technology, and the company used to be named IR Defense. They were purchased. Their technology was so good that Trigicon bought the company from the proprietor and the inventor, and they have a feature in their thermal called Edge Detect. And so here's the practicality of using night vision at night in the real world. You're looking at a digital screen with your eye. That screen that creates that image for your eye has a lot more light in it than your surrounding area. And so when you pull your eye out of the optic, to look around, you've completely lost your night adaptability of your eye. And this is a problem. Now, the guy that created Edge Detect, that owned IR Defense, which sold the company to Trigicon, they have a thermal sight that's extremely effective.
Hold that thought. We'll get back. We got top of the hour break. We'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting.